This is the Athletic Scholarship Podcast, episode number 2. Hi, I'm John Fugler at the controls, at the microphone, and I feel like I'm in a broadcast booth, but that's my dream. Someday I'd like to do that, but for now I'm just in the studio all by myself and with you. Anyway, this is the Athletic Scholarship Podcast. It's episode number 2. Hopefully you've already listened to episode number 1. And if you had a chance to check that out, you found out some interesting things about laying the foundation for your athletic scholarship and recruiting efforts. So I encourage you to go back. This podcast is designed for parents and athletes and explores every aspect of recruiting and athletic scholarships. That's what we're doing. It's coaching that you can apply to your athletic scholarship pursuit. We take a look at one segment, one item, one issue in every episode. Now, it's primarily for parents, but I encourage parents and athletes to listen together, experience this together, because I honestly believe that this needs to be an effort that isn't just left up to the parents, isn't just left up to the athlete, but you're working together. And athlete, if you're listening now and your parents just aren't involved and you don't see that they will be, then find a mentor, maybe one of your coaches, maybe a teacher, maybe even another parent that'll help you through this, because you really can't go through it alone. The strength of what we did with our twin sons was that we were together on this. It was a family effort. It was ideal. It was ideal that it was a family effort, but we realized that we each had a different role. So who am I? I am John Fugler. I'm your athletic scholarship coach, the CEO and founder of Recruit Me. And since 2002, have been helping families through this athletic scholarship and recruiting maze, or putting the pieces of the puzzle together, helping you navigate this road. And I did it myself as an athlete, not very well. I mean, I played D1 in college, had a great time, but they never paid me a penny. They got all my money. I should say my parents' money and my money too, because I had to pay for about half of my education. So that was my story in college. I learned something from that I took with me when our twin sons went through this journey together with us. We had some help. That's what I learned. Get some help. Don't try to do it on your own. And we had so many decision points along the way. I mentioned in our first episode that I thank Jeff, who walked us through this. He knew what he was doing. He had done it before with other parents and other athletes. So he helped us walk through this, and we were successful. Our twin sons ended up competing at the school of their choice with a fully paid education. And we're thankful for that, because our daughter was already in college and we were paying for her. So it was a financial burden on our family. And I can't tell you how glad we were that we didn't incur debt with our boys, and we were able to get them into school. Their athletics and academics combined enabled them to be able to compete where they did. Out of this grew Recruit Me, Recruit Me Athletic Scholarship System, where we've helped hundreds of families, probably thousands, who have taken the counsel that I've been able to give personally, also online through our website, as well as through these podcasts, teleseminars that we've done. We're getting ready to do a webinar. And through this teaching and training, being able to lead families through the process to successfully get an athletic scholarship. It is kind of a weird road, as you may have discovered already. And we're helping you sort it out. That's what I'd like to do, help you make sense of it so you don't get lost in the weeds, and you can keep your eye on the ball, keep your eye on the goal, have that vision, as I said in the last episode, and to move forward. Keep moving forward. Keep your eye on the goal. Keep your eye on the ball. And that's what I do. I help you to do that and give you the tools to do that, some practical things like we're going to do in this episode, which is entitled The Number One Absolutely Biggest, Most Critical Thing You Need to Do to Get Your Son or Daughter Recruited. The number one absolutely biggest, most critical thing you need to do. And we're gonna tackle that. We're going to take this thing apart. I do want to mention a couple things. First is the free mini course that I have out there right now. It's a 3-part video mini course. This is where I take all these these pieces and put them together for you. Five steps to an athletic scholarship. You can click the link in the show notes to get started in that. Each video is about 20 or 30 minutes long. There's visuals on there as well. You get a chance to really experience this and go through it at your own pace. You can get started in video number one when you sign up, and then a few days later, video number two, and then the final video after that. Give you assignments along the way. We go through the five steps to an athletic scholarship. Another great opportunity for parents and athletes to experience together. So that's the athletic scholarship. Free mini course. You could go to recruitme.com. That's recruit-me.com. And you'll see in the menu the mini course. You click on there and you can get registered or click the link in the show notes. I highly recommend you go through that. And maybe you'll decide to also go further with Athletic Scholarship University. And that's a full course that you can take as a family. Another resource that is coming up, I'm doing my first webinar. First week of November, going to do my first webinar. I've got a lot to learn between now and then on how to pull a webinar off. But this is going to be modeled after some of the teleseminars that I've done in the past that families have come online on the phone joining me in that. But this, with the webinar, we'll have some visuals with it. We'll have also some interaction so you can ask your questions. And that's the first webinar. We're going to go through the five steps to an athletic scholarship. We'll do it all in an hour. So we're going to zip through it. You can take notes on it. And I encourage you to be looking in your email box for the webinar coming up, the athletic scholarship webinar. So please pray for me as I move forward, because I know how to do this audio thing. It's the visual part I'm trying to get a hold of. So that's what's coming up. So what is the number one, absolutely biggest, most critical thing you need to do to get your son or daughter recruited? We're going to distill this down into the essence of the one thing. I want to start by sharing what it's not. Here's what it's not. It's not producing a video and sending it out. That's not it. It's not producing a video and spending a lot of money and a lot of time to get that done. That is not the number one thing to do. It's not the biggest. It's not the most critical thing. There is a place for video. There's a place for it. I discussed that in the five steps to an athletic scholarship. We go through that in the mini course. But it isn't the first thing. It's not the most important thing. Secondly, what it's not is to get your son or daughter posted on an online service. So there are a number of online services out there, some free, some paid, where you just park your resume or park your video, and you just hope that some coaches will come and see it. It's not likely that that would happen. Coaches aren't just sitting out there waiting for athletes to post their videos or posting online. And we think that if we put something out there, they'll find us. If we build it, they will come. That just doesn't happen in the real world. So that's not the number one, absolutely biggest, most critical thing you can do to get recruited. A third thing that it's not is being patient. Just be patient. Just wait. College coaches will find recruits. That it's not the thing you need to do. Don't be patient. I guess this is the one time, at least at the outset, where I hope you're impatient, because If you wait, nothing is going to happen. And you'll see why as I explain it further. So that's the third thing. The fourth thing that it's not, the number one absolutely biggest, most critical thing you can do is not hiring a service or an agency or a consultant. That's not it. Now, there's a place for those. We hired a service because we didn't know anything, and it worked out for us. And we had Jeff, who came alongside with us. I guess you could say he was a consultant, and that was important. But you know what? That wasn't the most important thing. And we really, if we knew what I'm teaching you through these podcasts and also through the webinar and through the free mini course, if you know those things, you can do it on your own and save yourself a lot of time and money. That's if you take the initiative and do it. But you have to be one who does take the initiative and follow through. But hiring a service agency or consultant is not the number one thing that you need to do. And then another thing that it is not, the number one thing, the absolutely biggest, most critical thing you need to do to get your son or daughter recruited, it is not getting them to as many camps and showcases as you can. You may have already found out that these things cost money, not only for registration, but if it's out of the area, the travel, hotel costs, or if they're going to stay on campus, whatever it might be, there are some pretty stiff expenses. And if you multiply that by 3, 4, 5, or 10, you could be into a lot of money. You're supposed to, make money in an athletic scholarship. I know you got to put money into it. You have to invest. But going to these camps and showcases is not the number one thing to do. And if you have experienced some of my teaching, you'll know that I do recommend camps and showcases, but very selectively. There's not time to go into that right now. But it's not producing a video. It's not getting your son or daughter posted on an online service. It's not being patient and waiting. It's not hiring a service agency or consultant. It's not getting to as many camps and showcases as you can. But, you know, what is the number one absolutely biggest, most critical thing you need to do to get your son or daughter recruited? I want to zero in on this by going to some parents and athletes' questions. There's one question that I get more than any other. They ask it in different ways, but it really is just one question. Now, I do want to answer the big question I started with at the beginning of this show, but let me shed some light so you can see yourself in some of these questions. These are actual questions. Juan asked, he said, what is the first step I should take to get a school's attention? Jessica said this word for word, how do I get in contact with coaches and how can I stand out? Rose wrote to me. She said, how do I get scouts from different colleges to come and watch me play? And then there was Brenda. How do you get talented athletes noticed by prospective colleges when their high school is barely on the radar screen? And then this final question came to me. If you're an average player, how do you get noticed? So all those questions have this in common. I guess I could sum it up this way. The question is this: how can I get noticed and recruited? That is the number one question that I get. That's the starting point, and that is maybe where you're at right now, whether you're just discovering the recruiting thing or you've been after it for a while and nothing is happening or not much is happening and you want more activity. So the answer to this question is in the number one absolutely biggest, most critical thing you need to do. And here it is. Here it is. Above all, take the initiative. Take the initiative. It's kind of my mantra, but it is the number one thing that you need to do. So what do I mean by that? There's a myth out there that the coach will find me. College coaches will find me. They're out there looking. They're coming to games. They're coming to tournaments. They are looking online. I've got the talent. They're just going to find me. Because we read online and on the paper, in the papers and news stories, and we hear from other families, wow, I'm getting recruited. My son or daughter is getting recruited. And we think that somehow they just found the student athletes. Well, that doesn't happen. That's a myth. You really do need to take the initiative. Don't wait for coaches to contact you. The reality is that the top line athletes are the ones who get contacted. I mean, there are the elite ones that they get found because of all the press, because they are getting the publicity, and they are the ones that get referred by high school coaches. They're the ones that everybody's after, but that's such a small percentage. Our kids weren't in that percentage. They had to go out. We had to go out and take the initiative to get the attention of college coaches. Most scholarships are awarded to athletes that make the first contact. Did you know that? Most scholarships are awarded to athletes that make the first contact because coaches want to find a good fit. They want to find a good match. And they don't have the budgets to travel around the country and for some, even much of the region. So they don't even know you're out there. As one parent told me, she said that most colleges don't even know that talented athletes even exist. The coaches simply can't get out there, comb the country, comb the region, and find the athletes. And that's why they really do appreciate it when you contact them. I've interviewed a lot of college coaches. You'll hear some college coaches interviews with future podcast episodes here. But they like it when you contact them. They like it when the student athlete contacts them. So the first impression and the first contact between an athlete and a coach is when the athlete contacts the coach. So what do I mean about taking the initiative? This number one, absolutely biggest, most critical thing you need to do to get your son or daughter recruited. Take the initiative. What exactly do I mean? It's this: make the first contact. I've said that already. Waiting is death. Do not wait. Make the first contact. That's the first thing. That's the bottom line. Secondly, make the first contact right. Don't make it wrong. You want to stand out among all other athletes contacting coaches. I've already said that sending a video is not the right way to make that first contact. Posting on an online service, hiring a service agency or consultant, just going to camps and showcases, that's not the right way to do it. So you want to do it right because you want to stand out among all the other recruits and athletes that are contacting coaches. So make the first contact right. Yes, you ask me, well, what does that mean? And the answer is that you send an introductory packet. You have to introduce yourself to these coaches. Parents, you need to work together with your son or daughter to put a decent introductory packet together that presents your son or daughter in the best way. It's not their life story. It's not newspaper articles. It's not a boatload of information, but it is that first contact. We're talking about introducing your son or daughter to college coaches, not selling your son or daughter on them, but giving the coaches enough information so at first glance they can spend 30 to 60 seconds even and looking at the critical information that you've given them to say, ah, I want to go further. Then maybe a video comes into play. Then there are other things you do, but it's that first contact which is so important, and you need to take the initiative. And they are glad to hear from talented student athletes. Parents, you're helping, but the student athlete needs to be the one making that contact. And let me say another thing about taking the initiative. This is not a one-time thing. This isn't something where you send a bunch of material out, send a bunch of emails, send a number of letters, packets, things like that, and you just put them out there and that's it, and it's over. Because not all coaches are going to respond for one reason or another. And it's no fault of yours. They get busy too. But you may have to make two or three or four initial contacts with some schools in order to get a response. And it goes on throughout the whole process. Even when coaches respond and begin recruiting your son or daughter, you have to continue to take the initiative. And I counsel parents and athletes to do that. Don't let the relationship die. That can't happen. Don't let the relationship expire, run out of steam, lay there dead. you got to continue to take the initiative, and then there'll be a point where some coaches will pursue you. And when they pursue you, then you want to respond, but you still have to let them know that you're interested. That's an ongoing process. So there you have it. Make the first contact. Waiting is death. Make the first contact right. That means send an introductory packet. And remember that it's not a one-time thing. It goes on throughout the process. I know this is quick, but I cover this in more detail in the mini course. And I encourage you to really do register for that, get into that, because I can take more time and take these pieces apart in the five steps. And we are going to go through it more in the webinar. And you can see some things on my website as well. But I did want to, I wanted to really zero in on this and taking the initiative. What does it really mean? And how does that apply to you? What can you do? What can you come away from this episode and actually apply? But it's more than what I've explained here. But at least you get the idea. You're not supposed to wait. You got to take the initiative. So this is hard work. It's hard work. It goes on and on. And that's why you have to work as a team. You can't do this alone. There are very few things in life that you can do alone. And this is one you can't do alone. You need the encouragement of each other. You need the encouragement of family, your high school coach, student athlete, your high school coach. You need their encouragement. That's why you need to do this as a team. This is not a sprint. It's a marathon. It's going to take some time. Depending on what year you're in, if you're a sophomore, then you're looking at a three-year experience. Even if you're a senior, now here we are, of course, in the fall, so time is getting short, but even that, it can feel like a marathon. For us, we hit it hard in junior year, and it gets exhausting after a while. There's a lot of activity, especially when coaches start contacting you and you're responding back to them, and you've got all these relationships and conversations going on. And you also have life going on as well. This isn't the only thing that you're doing. But it's hard work, and I have to emphasize that. There is no magic to this. There is no silver bullet. This is hard, consistent work. I like to parallel this to a couple things. One is, athlete, what you're doing in your sport. You will not succeed in your sport unless you work hard. And this isn't just occasionally, but it's consistently. If you really want to grow, if you really want to get better, you have to work hard. And it's the same way when you're pursuing an athletic scholarship. Parents, I like to also compare this, as you know, to building a house. You start with the foundation and you work up from there. And it takes time. If you've ever built your dream home, you know how long that takes and how much hard work it is. But you're working from a blueprint and you're working hard at this, but you have a plan. You have a plan. So that's what I teach you when I teach all parents and athletes, those five steps to an athletic scholarship is a plan that you can work from. So what can you do now? Let's get into the application here as we come towards the end of this episode. What I want you to do, first of all, is contact five coaches or re-engage with five college coaches. If you've been in this process for a while and you've let it die, I want you to go back and re-engage with five coaches. If you're just getting started, contact five coaches, okay? That's pretty basic. At least gets you out of the starting gate, gets you moving forward again. I like what the great tennis players say, and even great quarterbacks. It's all in the feet. You know, if you keep the feet moving, You're going to make things happen. So keep the feet moving, make things happen. Contact five coaches. Secondly, prepare five questions you'll ask college coaches when they respond to you. So they come back to you and they're interested. Well, what do you want to know about that program? What do you want to know about that school? What do you want to know about that coach? Think about academics. Think about athletics, of course. Think about the college life of that school. Prepare just five questions that you can ask. So when the coaches do contact you, it's not a one-way conversation. You're prepared. They will be impressed by that. They'll be impressed by that because you're carrying on a conversation. You'd be surprised how many student athletes don't do that well. Third thing that I want you to do now is rank your top 10 programs or schools you'd like to pursue or you're already pursuing. Rank them from 1 to 10. This can be fun. You know, parents and athletes, get together and do this. Athletes, if your parents aren't available, go to your high school coach or a teacher or another adult and work through this. Rank your top 10 programs. Parents, guide your kid through this. Walk through this with them. Converse. in this, but rank them from 1 to 10. Don't get too technical. I mean, it's not, this isn't, the AP poll. This is just your top 10 here. It'll help you get perspective and focus your energy. So you'll see your top tier of schools, your middle tier and lower tier. So at least you have perspective on where you really want to pursue. So these three things, if you do these three things, then you will be moving forward. Those feet will be moving. You will be building that house. You will be running that marathon. First, contact 5 college coaches or re-engage with 5. Prepare 5 questions you'll ask these coaches when they respond to you, and rank your top 10 programs or schools. Maybe you don't even have a list yet. Now it's time to build that list and then rank them 1 through 10. I hope that helps. Every episode that I bring you, you'll come away with something to apply that will take you from where you are now to 1, 2, or 3 steps forward. And each podcast is kind of a microcosm of what I teach in not only the mini course, but also Athletic Scholarship University, which comes open each quarter, or on the webinar. I hope the webinar is good. We'll see. I got a lot of homework to do before that. So while you're doing your homework on these things I've asked you to do, I will be doing my homework as well, getting ready for the webinar. Every episode, I take a question from a listener and I answer it. If you have a question, you can ask me at John, J-O-N, at recruitme.com, recruit-me.com, or click the link in the show notes, which is a link to my email address. If you have a question, ask me, and I want to answer these real-life questions in the podcast. So here's the question for this episode. He sets the scene here. What's the real scoop when, after the email that we send out, we are invited to a camp for several $100s? We've been invited to several, but I feel like they're just moneymakers for the school sport. This is a parent speaking. We went to one of these camps last summer, and then I won't mention the school. Then after getting the profile and everything together, this intro packet, a few months later, we emailed the coach, who then invited my son to a camp in January. When my son questioned the feedback from the last camp, as he said he didn't get any, the coach came back with, "Oh, maybe you're just not our caliber since we didn't make any outstanding notes." Those camps have 200 kids and had 2 coaches taking notes. So having done this, I am hesitant to cross my fingers and continue to shell out hundreds and hundreds of dollars, flights, car rental, hotel, and camp fees. And I am, as I read this, I'm pretty moved by this. This kind of thing really disturbs me. As I record these podcasts, as I send out emails and blog and all the things that I've been doing, I'm trying to help parents and athletes avoid the pitfalls. And here, this is a pitfall. There's hope on the part of the parent. There's great hope on the part of the athlete that going to the camp is going to get me seen. And as you see here, 200 kids, 2 coaches taking notes. It really wasn't a good place to show off ability for this athlete. So my recommendation, the question in here was kind of, it's in here somewhere, but what should we do about the camps? What should we do about these things and all the expenses? And you are having to invest, but you don't want to waste money. And my advice to you is really be selective. You need to know going in, what is the purpose of the camp? So ask the coach, because they're sending out a lot of flyers and emails, and this parent is right. It is a fundraiser for the program. It is a fundraiser for the school, and that's okay. But know going in whether this is something that is an instructional camp or whether it's a prospect camp. We had our boys go to an instructional camp because we felt that this top-line program, which was really out of their reach, they were never going to compete there. But because it was a top-line program, they learned a lot that they were able to take back. It improved their talent level. So that's a valid thing. If you feel like it's going to be a good instructional camp and you want to invest in that, that's fine. But if your expectation at an instructional camp that it's going to be a recruiting camp, that's not good. That's not good. So no going in. So that's one thing. Second thing is really select those camps that fit that list we're talking about. What are those schools that you're interested in? Those are the camps you want to go to. Maybe it's not at that particular school, but the coach from a program you're interested in and is on that list will be at the camp. It's a combined camp, perhaps, of a number of schools, and that's great. So you want to put yourself out there in front of those coaches where you have an interest to see if they have an interest in you. So that's my advice. Be selective in the camps. And you don't have to attend 10 camps. I think we did maybe two or three. We did a showcase, which was expensive, and that was like the big expense. But we did not invest a lot in camps because it didn't fit what our needs are. So that's a question from a parent. Please ask me your question, john@recruitme.com, or click the link in the show notes. So where are we going in the future episodes of the Athletic Scholarship Podcast? Be looking forward to taking a look at myths, debunking athletic scholarship myths. I'm going to take those on head on. I'll also have a show soon dedicated to answering your questions. So make sure you get your questions in. I've got some in already. A big deal, and I mentioned it already in this podcast episode, is how to use video. How do you use video well? And I'll be spending a whole episode on that. You'll be getting some input. How to keep a coach's interest. Athletics isn't everything. We'll have an interview with a college planner who can broaden our view and broaden your perspective a little bit. And speaking of perspective, I've got some interviews with college coaches planned. So you want to get their perspective because the college coaches are the ones that you're want to impress. So what are they looking for? How do they recruit? How can you make sure you're doing the right thing to get the attention of college coaches? So that's what we have planned in future episodes. Looking forward to talking to you next time. And make sure you tell your friends about the Athletic Scholarship Podcast. Share this link with them. Get together with others who are listening, friends of yours. Talk about these issues I've been bringing up. As iron sharpens iron, one man sharpens another. So sharpen each other. Move forward together. You can't do it alone. We'll talk to you next time.